Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. Excuse me.
Whoa.
I'll explain in a minute. Sarah, what's your contact info? Sarah's also here. I'm losing it. I just had some hash brown ball things.
You did have some ball things.
And now they're stuck in my throat.
Yes, well, I am here as well. And I assume you want me to tell us our contact info. We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And apologize for not being here last week. I was getting a lot of stuff taken care of. Personal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about that part.
Okay. I was like, are you going into it?
No. Because I was also like, after that, I started prepping for, was it this last week? No. So I'm trying to remember the last thing we talked about, my doing my first ever craft fair.
Right.
And that ended up getting canceled because of the whole power outage.
Right. You guys had a rough storm.
Oh, yeah. Like
up in Marysville.
I know that there is a Seattle, this whole area had the storm, but our power got knocked out. We didn't get it back till Monday night. It got knocked out Friday night.
Ooh, that sounds very cold.
Yeah, luckily, so the next day I was able to shower and I took the last of the hot water.
Mm. Well, that's good though.
Yeah, so I took a cold shower on Monday.
When did you guys find out it was canceled? Friday night then?
Kind of. We're like, so in my neighborhood and even in my Facebook group, so I have a Facebook group within my neighborhood that I follow. It's a lot of people bitching.
People are so mean to each other though. Oh,
and
really?
That's why I'm like, really?
Like, and you can actually see who posts?
Yes, because it's Facebook. But I'll get into that in just a sec, actually. But I kept updating on that, and then I have the Ring cameras.
Yeah.
And by both my, so within that, it has its own neighborhood app. So if you have a Ring camera, you can update hey, does anybody know this? Or we don't still have power. So I was constantly checking the updates, and there's a lot of updates within that messenger seeing hey, what's going on? There's a tree that fell on a line. And one lady was saying I've been living here for 11 years or no, 15 years or something like that. And we've had two power outages, and they have both not been more than a couple hours.
Dang. So this is the longest one. In your neighborhood, yes. At least.
Yes, in the general area.
That sucks.
And it sucks because everybody, so with the Ring app one, the neighborhood app, it's not just my specific neighborhood, it's at, our general area.
Okay.
So each little quadrant you can watch on the PUD map and stuff, who's getting, supposedly, I get it, it's hard to update this stuff. Hey, this particular block of neighborhoods or houses or whatever, they're getting their power worked on, or they just got their lights turned on. So we're just seeing every other neighborhood around ours getting their power on. Power up on this street, power up on this street.
You keep thinking, are we next? Are we next? Are we next?
And it was awesome because everyone was taking pictures the power company people are here. So we when I drove home that day, I saw them working on it.
Oh.
So I was like, yes, 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 thank you.
Damn, that's 3 days though, 3-4 days.
Yeah, and my house gets cold. Especially the downstairs area, it got real cold. So literally right, and you don't want to do anything when it's that cold. Your hands get cold. You don't want to move.
Yeah.
So I was literally getting all cozy on the couch with some snacks. I was like, maybe I'll do an arts and crafts project here under the blanket. But no, I'm going to chill out on my tablet because I would charge all my stuff either in the car, or I would bring all my battery packs and charge them here at work like I did on Monday.
That's smart.
So I would just, switch them out.
So you can still watch your shows and stuff.
Yeah. But, I'll just have my little flashlight.
I'll just make a little fort.
And literally the power goes on. I'm like, take the blanket off. Time to turn the heat on. Let's do all the work. My house is a mess because I haven't been able to do laundry.
Or dishes or any of that.
But they did cancel it. We didn't assume they would cancel it. We woke up early because it was supposed to start around 9.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, well, there's still a few little minor touches I want to do to some of these things, and I want to pack them up safely. So I woke up at 6 a.m.
You were going to do that all the morning of?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't packed up and stuff already?
Well, no, because the power had gone off. I was still working on stuff, and then the power went out.
Oh my goodness!
So I could like I couldn't do it at night. And it was too dark.
I would have thought you would have had stuff packed up like at least a day or two before, like all ready to go.
I was still like, well, what if I need more of these? So I started making more of these, and that's like I was just losing my mind. Right. Overthinking everything. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll pack it up in the morning because everything was kind of, I don't want to say was packed up, but everything was organized.
Okay.
So I could be like, okay, we're going to put this in the front seat. We're going to put this here. So everything was kind of laid out. But 6 a.m., my friend messages her coworker and she's like, yep, nope, canceled. Really bummed out. So I posted everyone because I was like, hey guys, canceled. So don't come here.
I mean, it makes sense. I assume they probably have a generator or something, but like, the older folks aren't going to like, you know, it's probably still cold and like a lot of people probably don't have power and yeah, you never and know like, what's going to happen. It's going to go out again.
They eventually got their power back, I think a day later. Like they were still without power for a little while. So that was like priority number one. It was to make sure they were okay.
Yeah.
But they are, it's a little, I'm not going to say my real thoughts because I don't want to crap on anybody, but.
Crap on the crap show.
They rescheduled it for.
That's good.
This Friday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At 11 a.m.
Oh. Because those old folks got nothing to do. So.
Yeah, but the idea was to get the old folks and their, you know, family and friends, you know, make it a little thing, you know, come out. But
a nice, like, holiday, like, adventure out, you know.
Right. Mm-mm. I'm like, maybe it's just going to be the old folks during their lunchtime.
That's so bizarre. And there's no,
and
like,
it's a bazaar. Holiday bazaar. Hey, that's funny.
Maybe that's why. But it was Saturday. Like, are they doing something else in that space?
I don't know. Because we originally were told, like, oh, it's either going to be, we could do the Saturday at the same time, or we could do sometime in December.
Oh.
And I was like, well, it'd be nice to do it earlier.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, they ended up changing, the person in charge ended up changing her mind and like, oh, I'm going to do it at this time. And if we do it in December, it's going to be the same time frame. It's like,
really? Maybe that person who does put it on and stuff will like, you guys can talk to her or like, we'll see how well the outcome is or isn't and be like, well, if it was on a weekend, you know, like a lot of people
or
don't
even
work
Friday
weekends.
Afternoon or evening, like started at 4 or 5, go till like 7 or 8. So maybe people get off work, they can go hang out.
Yeah, I still think definitely weekends is it's more of like a, you know, like
an outing.
Yeah, or like people, when I think of a farmer's market, I know a lot of them are on weekdays, but like for me, like I either go into the Saturday or Sunday ones just because it's more convenient for people. Plus, like Friday night, traffic is.
So I've.
But
actually,
are you still doing it though?
I'm still doing it.
Good.
I'm probably either today or tomorrow, I'm going to go in and try to not set up there specifically. They also, so my friend who, she works at the salon within it, which is run by a separate person. It's like her own salon within this building. And she says that we can set up like a mini shop there like the whole time.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be set up there. I just need to finish labeling because I know what everything in my head has cost. So I need to label it.
So you're going to have a shop there. You're going to go set that up.
Yeah. And that way, once I get off work on Friday, it's easy to just go and move it to the other room.
Oh, that's very smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to like bolt out of here after on Friday.
Which I can get here I can get there about 11 o'clock, but still that's... I don't want to put all that work on my friends.
Well, that's what friends are for.
But I am looking. I'm seeing a lot of, keep getting a lot of ads for other craft fairs and stuff. So I'm trying to reach out. There's one in Tacoma that I really want to do because it's like they do more up my alley of things.
Edgy things. Skulls.
Yes. So I sent them a bunch of pictures. I'm on a waiting list or I submitted to be on a waiting list because they got filled up real quick.
Wow. It's impressive. There's so many people that wanting to sell their crafts.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Like, and obviously next week, Thanksgiving, you got Black Friday. And then Saturday, for those who don't know, is Small Business Saturday.
Oh, I did not know.
Really? So one of the things that my friend and I always do every year is we make it a tradition to any of our gifts, we try to do as much of them as we can. Small business.
Very nice of you guys.
Yeah, just because I feel like it's more thoughtful. It's not so mass produced. It feels better.
Yeah, well, and it helps people too, for sure.
So, and that's why I love the craft fairs and the idea of doing like something like, hey, somebody made this by hand and like I'm supporting their art, their business. And I think there's something special about that.
Yeah.
But there does come a time I realize that So within my group of people, there's been a few that are like, hey, you know what? I have a big expense coming up, like my daughter's quinceañera. So can we not do a gift exchange this year? Or can we do it next year? Whatever. It's like totally fine. Like I won't get you anything to make you feel bad. So you don't have to get anything for me.
Right. And you're cool with that? You don't feel bad not getting them? Okay, good.
Yeah, because we didn't really start till last year. And then another friend, she's like, can we not? Because I just had to pay for some surgery stuff. So like, can we not do one this year? It's like, sure. I do have a question, and you can tell me if this is a douchey thing or not.
Oh, okay.
So this is all going to tie into our topic or discussion today. It's going to be clutter-free gifts that you can give instead.
Ooh, I have a lot of clutter, so I should pay attention to this.
Because one of my friends, like, I see him, but I don't know what it is he needs, because I always like to get him art that I think he would love, but I'm like, he has so much art already.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are you going to put it?
Right.
That sort of thing. So I'm like, I don't know what to get him. So last year I got him the Van Gogh experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got him 2 tickets, and that kind of tied in his birthdays in January. I'm like, those were kind of pricey, so...
So happy birthday too.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'll give you something little for your birthday, and we're calling it good.
He better, yeah.
But that's why I'm like, okay, I like the idea of doing experiences or something that's not clutter.
Okay, I get it.
But this reminded me, I did want to ask somebody, because I'm not doing gifts with some of my friends, I thought it'd be cute, like, I was going to do ornaments for fun anyways. Like, I like painting them. I found a bunch of, like, ceramic ornaments you can paint.
Yeah.
Would it be douchey if I had one, they cost like $1, and I already have paint, if I had my little brother paint them, like have him paint however he wants and gift that to them just as a, hey.
You can say it's from your little brother.
Right, like a token, like, hey, just like a happy holiday. It's like giving somebody a piece of candy or something. Would that be douchey or considered a gift after we said no gifts?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And I mean, I would just blame it on the little brother. My little brother really wanted to paint these. They look like trash, but Merry Christmas, put it on your tree.
Right.
You know? I'm like, rather than like you slaving away and you actually like painting it or whatnot.
Right. Just having him do it, have fun with it, and then even write the year.
Well, you can like even like, I mean, if your little brother doesn't want to do it, don't force it. But like, you know, it could be like a fun craft that you two could do.
And that was my thinking.
But I wouldn't do it just to give to them.
Like I figured like, hey, this would be fun. Like we'd sit there and paint together. And then like at the end, I'd write like, you know, from Gio or whatever. And then like the year.
Yeah. I don't think that because like I don't think they'll feel bad that they didn't because they're like, okay, well, I didn't paint an ornament or I don't have a little brother to paint. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like
I feel like it's a harmless one, but I wanted to get a second opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
Okay. So like if you and I said, Sarah, like we usually get each other gifts for Christmas, but we're not getting each other gifts this year. And we both agree on this and I brought you one, would you be upset?
No. Some crappy painted ornament? No.
Because I'm like, it's kind of...
No, if this is like a very detailed, like beautiful ornament, I'd be like, girl, you shouldn't have sent someone. What? You know, but you love that also. Right. So it's different, I feel like.
Okay. Because like, what if I were to make you something, like actually spent my time and did like something?
Well, it's different because I know you and I know you love doing that. Like mm-hmm. if I was to make a craft, like that would be like a lot of time and effort and mm-hmm. frustration for me. So to me, that would be like a gift.
A big gift.
Yeah. But like you, like if you, because you loved doing it, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a gift to you as well. You know uh-huh. what I mean? Like, so it's kind of, it's different.
Okay.
I feel like. But I don't think you should be making your friend anything who said no gifts.
No, they would literally just be like...
Because you guys made it very,
clear. It's an excuse to do a craft night with the little brother and then just, like, what am I going to do with all of these?
Yeah. You're like, I don't need, like, 20 painted ornaments that my little brother did. Like they're cute. One or two is cute, but 20...
Right. And I'm the kind of person, for my tree every year, I try to get an ornament or wherever I go. If I go on a trip or something and I happen to come across, like, a place that has ornaments.
Oh.
Or anything, I try to get one special. So there's a place called Kris Kringle in Leavenworth.
Yes.
And every time I go, I stole this tradition from a friend of mine. Every time she goes to Leavenworth, she goes there and always gets an ornament.
Oh, that's cute.
And either does something that she likes or something that represents what's going on in the year. So I don't really have like the spherical plain ones.
Yeah.
I just decorate my tree completely in special ornaments or ornaments people have given me.
Did you get one in New Orleans? They have like a really crazy like ornament spot there too.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
But what I've been doing, because like my dad, for example, he went to... He flew to Mexico, and when he came back, I'm like, Dad, thanks. You didn't have to. I'm like, he got me a couple things, but he got me a keychain. It was like a Day of the Dead keychain from the airport in San Diego.
What?
I know. I'm like, thanks.
The layover.
Dad. Right. I'm like, thanks, Dad.
Like, don't pretend this doesn't say San Diego on it.
So what I'm doing with like my old keychains, because people have given me a bunch of keychains, I've been turning them into ornaments.
Oh.
So I just take the key ring off and put like a little string on there.
Yeah, easy.
And so I've been putting those on my tree.
That's cute.
So I have one that I got because I started doing that last year. I got another Day of the Dead skull that says NOLA on it. So I'm making that an ornament.
Oh, that's perfect.
So technically I didn't, but that's my workaround.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to get this keychain to make it an ornament.
Perfect. Right. Because I'm like, it's cool looking. I have plenty of keys and keychains on my key ring already.
Yeah. Plus, I guess like ornaments aren't really selling everywhere unless it's Christmas time.
Right. I just like on one occasion I was at Seaside and we went to like a breakfast place and they had like a little like gift shop next to it, like in it.
And
the gift shop they had a couple of cute little ballerina mice ornaments. Oh. So I got a couple of those. So like, yeah, that's like, I love doing that kind of special stuff.
Yeah.
So if somebody were to make me an ornament, like cheesy or not, like that would be special to me.
So you're going to keep one or two of that?
Yes. And put the year. I'm going to keep one or two no matter how bad they look. Mm-hmm. And try to do one every year and just to kind of see the progression of like where he's at.
Might not be much, let me tell you.
He's not a big colorer. Like, unless it's something special. He loves paint, but you have to be there with him because he'll get distracted and be like, okay, I'm over this. Like, he won't be that kid that colors or paints by himself.
I get it.
He'll play cars and stuff by himself all day, but he's like,
I don't want to color the line. Well, you don't try to put me in a box.
Right. Well, like even his artwork, like they give us his artwork at the end of the month in like a little folder, and like most of it's not even done, or you can tell the teacher did it. And it's like,
I love that.
I'm just like,
he's
seriously,
already
bro.
Rebelling.
He's like, no, I'm good.
Well, good luck with painting these ornaments then.
Oh,
paint might get everywhere else instead.
Okay, but I do want to hear from you guys. What do you guys think of me gifting, but not really a gift, an ornament to friends that said no to presents?
Yes.
Is that technically a douche move? But going back to my thing I'm going to do this year with one of the friends I am doing a gift with, because he is so thoughtful with his gifts. Like, I remember on one occasion, I think I got him, like, I was able to get him tickets to go see Kevin Smith.
Dang, you guys were, like, really nice.
But no, this was through the radio station.
Oh, okay, right. So not a gift.
So it's not a gift, but I remember because technically I was the one that did it, it was in my name. So I had to go. I was at home just chilling. They're like, yeah, I think we need you here to
actually get, like, at will call, mm-hmm. or what do they need to see, like, your ID? Mm-hmm. Oh, that sucks.
So I was in my sweats or pajamas, and I drove there, stood in line for a little while with them, and I was like, I'm not really doing anything, so I'm like, I'll just hang out with you guys. That's totally fine.
That sucks, though.
It sucked, and, like, I shouldn't have, but they were so grateful that he gifted me a Kevin Smith-written comic book of Daredevil, and he wrote a little note in it, or, like, one year he got me a bunch of different comics, like, the first issue, and he wrote in them, this is a comic book that I like, and this is why, and what this means to me. And he had, like, gotten these postcards from, like, artists, so they were all special postcards that he wrote on that he put into the
book.
Like, one year I got him a pretty leather book, and inside, because he's a writer, used to be, and I want him to write more, I wrote all these notes, like writing prompts.
Oh.
So it's like, this is the writing prompt, like, I can
has he used it? Do you know?
I haven't asked because I don't want to pressure him.
Oh, I feel like giving that gift is kind of a little pressure.
Kind of, but I'm like, this is for when you are, you're feeling motivated or you need a little bit.
Do these really thoughtful gifts, like, ever stress you out? Because for me, this sounds horrible, to be honest. Like, if I had a friend and we always did these thoughtful gifts, like, about the person, or like, that, you know, I'm like, oh gosh, I don't even know what to get this person. I feel like I've gone all through my thoughtful gifts over the years, right, of being friends with them. Like, I don't know what else. I mean, they don't have any other interests that I don't know about anymore, right. You know, like.
Yeah, it does. And that's when I realized last year, I'm like, because his girlfriend was the one, she's like, one year, she's like, we're just going to go get our nails done together. Just tell me the day and I'll pay for us to get nails. Like, we made little coupons. And, like, that was one of the things I did, too. I'm like, a photography shoot. Like, I want to take your pictures. I'll take your pictures for you as a gift. So, like, a little coupon.
Yeah.
And
that's a good gift. Getting your nails done is so expensive nowadays.
Right. So it's like, hey, we won't. And, like, she's like, Petty or Manny. And, like, we all went and got our nails did. Because she did that for another friend. So the three of us went. It was a lot of fun.
so is that like, is that a thoughtful gift in your mind?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Like I said,
okay.
Well, the idea of it is us doing something together. So.
Okay, and that's thoughtful to you.
Yes.
Okay.
And like that was one of the things, like if you listen to the show this morning, we had Todd Peach from BECU in, and he was mentioning it's like the gift of my time or of me, basically. And that's kind of like what that is. It's like we're going to do a thing together.
Well, yeah, and it's expensive, too, like money-wise.
Right, money-wise, but that's like, it's not just like us sitting on the couch not doing anything.
Yeah, because that'd be free. Because right. That'd be really the gift of my time.
But I've been seeing a lot of people posting like, hey, clutter-free ideas, because we have a lot of crap sometimes. Like, unless it's something, like my friend was at a Comic-Con, he's like, I saw this picture and I love it and I thought you should have it. But like I said, he's got a lot of artwork already.
I think it's interesting because I love the idea of doing something. And the only time I ask for that is from my fiance for my birthday. Uh-huh. I'm like, I want it because usually it's around, you know, December. So it's like Lume's type of situation, mm-hmm. or like date night somewhere, like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've ever asked for like tickets to something or things like that, mm-hmm. like on just a regular Christmas list.
Okay.
And I'm like, would that be weird to be like, I want tickets to a Seahawks game or whatever?
I don't think so.
I guess I've never really like thought about doing that.
Well, I did. I went through and found a couple of articles with a couple ideas. And they're all in different categories. Oh. And there's some of these that we never really thought of.
Okay.
So, like, the experiences, which is what we've been talking about, bowling tickets, a carriage ride. Ooh, that'd be...
Bowling tickets? Who gets tickets to go bowling?
I think this is not necessarily just for your, significant other. I'm thinking, like, oh,
so, like,
I have a friend.
Coupons that you kind of make.
Kind of. Like, hey, we're going to go bowling. Here's, like, a gift card. We're going to go bowling together. Like, make it a thing. Or you've never been bowling before. Or you really have been talking about how you want to go bowling. You know, that's an idea. A city tour, somebody who's new to town, like you buy a city tour for them.
Oh, okay.
A comedy club, community theater, if that's their thing, concert tickets, dinner gift card.
Easy. That's a gift card. That is easy.
Oh, yeah. A charitable donation. Some people really like that.
Wow. Very nice.
Escape rooms. I've been wanting to do one.
I've never done one.
Really?
No,
I've done one, I think.
I've never done one. They're I don't fun. Think I'm going to be very good at it, but.
You'd be surprised. Another experience would be a facial.
Oh.
I've been wanting to go get another one. I'm like, skin these time of year. Shut up, Sarah. Your face.
I'm like, do I say something or do I leave it?
No, yeah. Family vacation. Like, I know they're like,
okay. All right. This is the category of hella rich.
That's rich. I mean, but that could be anything. That could be like, hey, here's tickets or not tickets, but here is a gift card to like the Great Wolf Lodge. It doesn't have to be the whole vacation, but it's like, here's this.
Here's $20 at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Also depends how much money you make, right? Horseback riding.
I want to do that.
Indoor rock climbing.
Don't want to do that.
Laser tag. I always want to do that. Mani pedi, like we said, massage, mini golf, movie passes. That's always a good one. Movie passes everyone can use.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. Orchestra.
Okay. Oh, let's go see the Nutcracker.
Yeah. Overnight camp. I wanted.
What?
So I've seen this. I think it's in a different state, but they do like an adult summer camp.
Wow. That sounds like one big sex party.
A little bit. But there's like other fun stuff. You can go swimming. You can do all the... I never got to go to summer camp.
Reminds me of like the Parent Trap.
Kind
you
of.
Know?
That's
like,
kind. That's what it looks like a little bit.
Eat lunch in a cafeteria type thing.
Oh, I'd love that. I never got to experience it.
And then y'all do it.
Shooting range, if that's your thing. Ski lift, spa day, sporting event. Like we said, Seahawks tickets. Theater tickets, trampoline park. You know, get the whole family.
Oh, man. We're getting too old for that.
Oh, gosh.
Trampoline park, my like knees immediately buckled like, when you said that.
A travel voucher, water park, or zoo and aquarium. Like, yeah, the zoo aquarium would be a fun one.
Yeah, that would be. And that's like something you don't like, especially if you don't have kids, you don't really like think about going to.
Mm-hmm. Which I've gone on a couple dates, like on dates before to like the aquarium. And I think that's a lot
of fun.
I
think it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's like a lot to see and a lot to talk about if it's awkward.
Yeah, and if you're one to like the museum and stuff, especially if they have certain exhibits like we have the MoPop here in Seattle, I love, like, they had a Marvel one before, oh, so I went to that one. They had a tattoo exhibit before. Like, some exhibits are really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't mean to say it that way. Kind of. I don't know if it did come out that way, so I'm just going to say
sure
maybe.
Sure sounded like it.
But this is one I never really thought of. It's memberships. But,
oh, because I just immediately thought of like a gym membership and I was like,
I'm sure that's
that is, I do not suggest anyone, unless they specifically ask for it, getting right. their significant other a gym membership. Just saying.
But because I've seen a lot of memes and jokes that say, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Me, I don't know, maybe a grocery bill or maybe the electric bill. You know, some
right.
people. So some of these might be kind of awesome. Like if you're able to, you can spend the money. It's like, just boom, here, have a AAA membership. Like, this is something you've been wanting.
I feel like memberships are normally monthly, though.
You can do monthly, or you can pay all at once for a year.
Jesus. Okay, well, depending on who they are in your life.
Right, exactly.
They might not be worth
it. But, like, if it's a parent or something, like, hey, kid, here's a AAA membership, or Amazon Prime, like a Disney Plus type membership.
Oh, that'd be cool, like a streaming site.
Mm-hmm. But then there's also, like, a couple of, like, art museums or children's museums, even, like, the MoPop and stuff. You can do a yearly membership where you can go multiple times a year and go see all the exhibits if that's your thing. Same with like science museums and stuff, national parks. Sometimes you can pay for like the pass to go to go to the parks here in Washington. You have to have that pass every year.
Oh, yeah. You it's like pay, $30 or something.
Right. You can pay for something like that, or like a Dollar Shave Club, or even like one of those food box clubs. Like the, was it Fresh?
Oh,
Daily
yeah,
Fresh or whatever
yeah,
it's called. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So would you, if you were to get a friend a membership for a year to something, would you pay it monthly or pay it in bulk?
I think you could even, depending on what it is, you can pay like 3 months worth. So my friend, for example, the one that, one of the girls that said, hey, we're not doing gifts this year.
Yeah.
For her birthday this past year, I got her it's called Scentbird. And it's basically samples of perfume. And you can be a part of like a monthly membership, much like MeUndies or Loot Crate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you can pick out what kind of scents you like. Oh, I like more floral, or I like more this. And I got her 3 months worth.
Oh.
So I think you can pick a couple of different scents and they'll mail it to you. And they're small ones. So that way you can kind of figure out what you like. And it's much cheaper than going for like the name brands.
You can buy like the bigger one of what you like.
If you want, yeah. If you wanted to. But they're still like really good quality perfumes.
So then 3 months, you paid it. And then she gets to decide if she wants to renew it or
right.
not. Oh, okay. So you're like a 3-monther.
I feel like just depending on how big the thing is,
mm-hmm.
like how expensive it is, I'm like, well, no, I don't want her to just have 1 month worth. And like something like
right. A year might be too much.
Right. Scentbird, I think, gave you the option of 3 months. Like, I think it was like 1 month, one time, like a 3 month, 6 month, 12 months. And I thought that was pretty cool. So depending on what it is,
well, I was
I'll
just
adjust.
Thinking, like, if you did like monthly for a year, but then like halfway through, you guys like had a falling out and weren't friends anymore. Like, would you cancel it?
Well, the way with Scentbird, I paid for it basically like a digital gift card.
Yeah.
So I paid for it all at once and just emailed it to her.
Oh.
So she had it.
You contact them and be like, so actually, can the perfume be sent to me now? Thank you.
That'd be mean.
You know, if y'all aren't friends anymore, she don't deserve smelling good.
They also say like a membership to like a YMCA, if that's something that they've been eyeing or wanting to do, or a theme park.
Oh, wow.
Yearly,
that'd be cool.
And get your yearly ones, those get pricey, or a magazine.
Who the hell is getting magazines now?
Right. That's what I was thinking. Or an Audible type membership as well.
See, these seems like very, like actually very good and practical gifts.
I've seen some where like people give the gift of time.
Oh, what does that mean?
So it's like,
you
hey,
get you know, me for, you can rent me for an hour a week.
Kind of.
Winky face.
It's kind of like the idea of the coupon. Like, here, this is good for this many babysitting nights. Like, hey, you want to go on a date night? I will cover you. Like, you don't have to pay me. I will babysit for you.
Wow. That's actually probably so dope for parents.
Right. I think like if, you know, let's say you have a sibling who's got kids and stuff and you don't really have a lot of money. You're in college or whatever. You're like, hey, bro, I don't got any money to get you a gift, but here is a coupon for like 3 babysitting nights. go for it.
Dang, that's whatever. A very good gift.
Right, or like a car wash. If you're a teenager, like, I want to do something. Like, hey, car wash for like a family member who may not be able to. Or a family portrait session, kind of like what I did with my friend. Like, hey, let me know when you want to and I'll come take your pictures.
That's also really nice because that could be very expensive as well.
This one I don't think should be in here. They wrote gas card.
Oh.
I think that should be somewhere else. So giving somebody a gift card with gas money.
Yeah, that should be in like the...
Something else.
Yeah.
Or house cleaning. Like, hey, you know what? You know, you just had a kid and you kind of seem a little stressed. I want to come in and help you. Like, I want to clean your house for you.
See, I feel like a lot of people have to be like comfortable with things like this.
I think it would have to be... So like if it was my best friend, be like, you know what? You don't want a gift or anything, but let me help you clean before this event. That's what I did once, like before her son's birthday party. I went over to her house and I helped her vacuum and clean and set up the yard.
I feel like it's different, like if like it's before an event, because you're a friend, so you're just right. gonna come over and help set up, right? Like
I literally vacuumed like, her couches and stuff
as a gift. I'm going to come over one day and clean your apartment, and the next week you're like, hey, I'm gonna come over and clean your apartment. Like the other person, for me, I'd be like, oh my god, no, you really don't have to do that. Like,
right,
you know, like
I'm picturing like this is something you have to really know about the person.
But like even me, I'd be like, hell yeah, I cleaned my place. But I'm like, I still feel bad about it.
Right.
Like I wouldn't actually have you just sitting there and you doing it.
I'm picturing like this would be a really good gift for somebody who like just had a baby, for example.
Yeah.
It's like who's kind of like struggling, because another one says prepped meals. So it's like, hey, I will make you a bunch of frozen dinners. They're homemade food, but I'm just going to bring them to your house at some point.
Maybe that's different because then you'd like drop it off and then I didn't have to see you. But watch someone clean my house, like my friend, while I'm just like, ugh.
It's like, I need you to take care of the baby. I'll help you, or like help you clean the house so it gets done quicker.
Yeah, maybe.
Would that make you feel better? Like depending on how your friend is, like, okay, sure. Same with like shoveling. Like if you're in a place that gets a lot of snow, hey, you know what? Like I'm a teenager. I don't have a lot of money. Like I want to come to your house, or I'll shovel snow for you, mom and dad, like for this or whatever. And you don't have to add an allowance or however it is, or professional organizing skills. Like I love organizing.
Dang.
So if you have a linen closet, let me know. Linen organizing. I saw my parents and I'm just like, I'm going to lose it.
Mm. Oh God. I'm surprised you haven't gotten all up in there yet.
Yeah. They have a lot of crap, but I don't know where else to put it. That's why. That's why I haven't started. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to put it. Something like an oil change. If you are handy, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'll change the oil for you. I'll even pay for the stuff. It might only cost like 20, 30 bucks, depending on what kind of oil and filter you get. Or even like a personal chef, like I'll cook you a meal.
Ooh.
Like at your house, or even do something along the lines of a Sunday brunch or a yard service. Like, hey, I'll mow your yard for you. I'll do all this. So something that's just like giving your time to them.
Yeah, that seems, I don't know. I'm all about it. I mean, don't get me wrong. And if you're all about accepting it, then hell
like,
yeah.
For you, be like, hey, you know what? I'll teach you some basics on dance, or, you know, pole dancing or something. We can do it together, or do classes, which is like the next category. Do a pole dancing class. Mm. Like, hey, we can go together, or here you can go with whoever you want.
That'd be hella fun.
Right? Same with like baking or cake decorating or a cooking class.
Yeah.
That sounds awful to you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, and then it's also like, dang, now there's like pressure to like find a class and actually sign up for a class and then go over a week and drive that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, then it's a lot of like, do I really want this?
Well, the cool thing with like, even for like the Van Gogh thing that I did for my friend, I got two tickets because I felt like it's kind of douchey to just do one ticket.
No, yeah, you can't. No, I mean, as someone who doesn't like to do like that kind of stuff by mm-hmm. herself, I would not want to do that.
I feel like if it was something like him and I were planning on going together to do something, I'm like, hey, I already bought your ticket and I'll buy mine separate. So
that's
just buying
different.
Yeah, it's different. But I was like, I'm buying you two tickets so you can go with whoever you want.
Were you at all hoping that he was going to take you?
I mean, it would have been cool, but I had no real like, oh my God, I want to go see it.
Yeah, same. I heard it looked amazing.
I think it's still going on for a little longer.
Dang, it's been going on forever.
Yeah, so he ended up going, his dad came to visit and he took his dad.
Oh,
he really loved it. And I was like, that's so awesome. But there are a few other ones that like I would love to do with my friends, like a pole dancing class, or there's another exhibit or something coming soon that I really want to go check out.
Oh.
I have it saved somewhere.
Well, maybe you need to get this guy a ticket and then get another ticket, but say mm-hmm. you have to invite me to this.
Yeah, or it's like, hey, I bought us tickets to go do this thing. Actually, what I'm thinking of, and I don't think he listens to the podcast, so Chase, if you're listening, skip ahead.
Shh, earmuffs.
I kept getting ads on Facebook for this thing. It's called like Black Forge or something. And it is basically like your wine and sip, except you're forging like your own knife or something.
What?
It looks so cool. And I sent him it, like, doesn't this look like fun? And like months ago. And he said, yes, this totally
looks
like
called?
It. What's
it called?
Something Forge? I'll check. And it's funny because Lawless Forge, that's what it is.
What do you mean? You're like creating it?
Yeah, like you go in and like it's a class and you make your own. You got your little anvil there and you're blacksmithing.
Wow. But there's probably no wine involved in that because that looks a little scary.
Probably not.
That's so cool, though, and so different.
But I think you would love that, and I think that's a really cool, fun idea. But you can either make a bottle opener, you can make, like, metal chopsticks, a horseshoe knife.
What?
And then you can do, like, a date night with couples. So you can do, like, a cheese board together.
Aww.
Or a coat rack and picture frame. And it's, like, different prices and stuff.
Wow, they have a lot of different random things you can make.
Right. So I think I'm going to do the knife one for him.
So are you going to get two tickets or just one? Mm,
I think I'll get him one and be like, hey, because we had talked about going and doing it together.
Oh, okay. So then you'll get your own.
Yeah. And that way we can plan like, hey, let's go ahead of time. Like, or let's plan it ahead of time so we can see who else wants to go.
Oh.
So that is, I think I'm going to do that one for him.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. And it's clutter free.
Yeah, well, minus that he'll have
the knife, but yeah. He'll probably use it. Opening up your Amazon packages.
Yeah, to make your apartment cluttered.
But if you're trying to think of like other types of classes you can do yoga classes, swimming, any kind of sports kind of class, painting art, or any kind of wine and sip. I think those are fun. I want to do a lot. I want to do like a pottery class. I think that'd be a lot
of fun.
I've
seen those.
I started working on some clay stuff yesterday because I was trying to add to a I'm making this ornament that looks like a unicorn, so I needed to make a unicorn horn. Cute. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm spraying it with water, and I'm like, ooh, I feel like I'm doing the thing just without the wheel.
Ooh, yeah.
But even something like a home brewing, like my dad actually has been wanting to do brewing for a while, like beer brewing.
Really?
It's just not feasible time-wise and stuff like that. An idea would also be coding if you have a friend that's kind of interested in that realm. Same with music or voice, private coaches, photography, magic, karate.
Jesus. Magic.
But then, yeah, again, they messed up on this next one. It's consumables is the next section.
Like alcohol? And food?
Wine is on here, yes. Some of these, you can tell they just kind of ran out of ideas. They're just trying to hit 99. Oh. And this one they messed up on because they put video game gift card in here.
What?
You can't eat that, people.
I mean, you could try, I guess.
But a video game gift card, sure, whatever. But they did like something like baked goods, or chocolates, coffee beans, like a coffee gift card, desserts. You can do like an edible arrangement, like the fruit basket or flowers, which I'm like, flowers are going to die. I'd rather eat something.
I'd rather eat something. Some people love their flowers, though.
Or even the idea of like local food. Sometimes if you go to places like last year, my friend and I went to La Conner to do some some small business shopping.
Yeah.
And because there's a place there and I love their stuff. You can get stuff online, but it's called Pac Norwesty. Pacific Northwest. they have a lot of cool like Pacific Northwest vibes, like sweaters and other fun stuff. So we're like, let's go there and see what else they have. So we specifically went for that store. And then we ended up in this other one and they had like a lot of like pickled vegetables and stuff.
Yum.
But they're like, I don't know if they're local, but they're not like a big mass produced one.
Right.
So she got a bunch of pickled vegetables and made like her dad a Bloody Mary kit, if you will.
Oh, okay, for the holidays.
So the idea of like local foods, like get some local pickled vegetables and like
local tomato juice
or like local vodkas or whatever.
Yeah.
Go to a distillery, get something there, whether it's wine or a brewery or whatever. I think that's a really fun idea. And same with like meats and cheeses, olive oil, snack
I
box.
Like that she made a whole little kit for it because mm-hmm. it all makes sense if you're like, oh, okay, this is for Bloody Marys. All right.
And he does enjoy his Bloody Marys. But do you know what you're getting everybody for the holidays?
Hell no, girl. Absolutely not.
I've already been, whenever I see a good deal, I like snatch it up.
That's smart. I don't really think about like that far in ahead. And I don't really do the thoughtful gifts like you do. Yeah, we definitely do a list and my father and I do one big day shopping out and try to get as much as we can off the lists.
Yeah, like you guys actually have your crap together when it comes to that. Because my family won't do lists.
We have to, or no one's going to get anything.
It is infuriating because in my family, I'm like, Mom, Dad, what do you want? What do you need? Do you need socks, underwear? Like, it doesn't matter. When my brother lived on his own, in college, I'm like, what do you need? Do you need, a rice cooker? Do you need what? What do you need? And he's like, I don't need anything. I'm like, this is when you get the ridiculous gifts from me.
Well, see, we go the opposite. And we're like, okay, well, this is where you get a gift card. Everyone can use a gift card. And so here you go, right?
Which ended up what my brother ended up doing for the stockings last year. He's like, there you go.
Because Joey, my brother's really good at getting ridiculous gifts.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Like what?
No way. Everything and anything. He gets the most random, last time he got me this, I don't know, foot-sized pug with stunner shades on. Just a statue.
What?
Exactly. He gets stuff like that all the time. My downstairs is half filled of clutter because of me and half because of him. Because he just gets me the most ridiculous stuff. And J-Rubs is always like, dude, you have to stop getting her ridiculous stuff. But now he's going to get Joe ridiculous things. Mm. So he is returning the favor.
Oh, I know what he can get him. And I'm basing this off of what one of my dad's friends got him.
Oh, no.
It's a teeny tiny toy of a screaming goat, and you push the button and it screams. Ah!
That would be great. Joey would probably love that. Yeah. Joey's got me Mr. Wacky, the inflatable.
Oh my God. Was it the little one?
He got me the little one that you just press the button and it goes wild. Dude, so many different things. And now they're going back and forth.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm I don't really do, I'll do a few little gag gifts here and there, if they're inexpensive. Mm-hmm. But no, if you don't tell me what you want, you're getting a gift card. sorry.
I think that's more than fair.
Yeah, I'm not going to get you another robe or some slippers that you don't need.
Mm-hmm. I try to, my parents are like, don't get us anything, save your money. It's
well, now you can just make them stuff now.
Right, I'm going to make everyone hats.
Yeah, see?
But I'm trying to actually look and see what is it that they need, or if I find a good deal on something like Costco. I got my dad and my brother the exact same one because Gio picked it, my little brother. It's it almost looks like one of those thermal kind of shirts, but it has fleece on the inside.
Oh.
And my dad and my brother both work outside. So I'm it's perfect. And they were $12.
Dude, deals.
So I even asked the little brother, I'm like, which color? Which color for dad? He's like, blue. Okay. And then I show him the gray and the black and the blue. I'm like, okay, which color for Juan? Blue. I'm like, okay, they're both getting the same color.
Blame it on the brother anyway.
Yeah, and I signed it as him, from Gio.
See, we don't if a fleece sweater isn't on our list, none of us, we wouldn't get it
again
for them, you know?
We don't have lists. So.
Right, but
I'm sure they have 1,000 fleece sweaters I've given them in the past.
Yeah, see.
But I don't care because I'm like, you're not giving me a list, so I'm not going to help you.
Should have just got him a gift card.
Yeah, so at this point, I'm like, I make my brother tell me.
How does he know, though?
What he wants.
Oh, good. Oh,
so my brother and I have an understanding. He's like, if you don't know what to get me, or if my mom and dad will be like, do you know what your brother wants? So I'm like, hey, dude, what do you want? Because they're going to ask me.
Yeah. Honestly, it's more stressful when everyone's asking me what I wanted. Everyone was asking for J-Rub's birthday because his birthday's coming up too. And I was like, I don't know. So I was nagging him about it. Everyone's nagging me about it.
This is what Amazon wishlists are for. Here's the link.
It's less stress to just tell everyone what I want than to just not have a list at all. And everyone keep asking me.
Yeah, that's why I have I'll end up doing for my brother, and I think he still has my link from last year. I'm like, here's a list, my wish list from Amazon.
No, we're shopping small businesses, Vicky. I thought
no, but because I'm not going to get him a list of a small business, he's not going to go to it.
Oh,
because he's my brother. It's too much work for
What's
him.
What's the word you wanted to use?
Lazy. I'm not lazy. He's busy. He works 50
you can
to
say
an hour.
Lazy. It's fine.
A little bit. He works an hour away. I have to literally write it all out for him. Hey, you need to go to this small business and you're going to have to go enter in and you're going to go to the very end, go to the right side. You're going to see a whole section and it should look like this. Here's a picture I took. Make sure it's in this size. That's a lot of work for him. I'm not going to. No.
Hey, it's Christmas, so he should. But yeah, so it sounds like a lot of work for you, too.
But I'm like, he's. No. One year I did get him a shark bowl, it looks like a shark mouth, like a big one. And you can put, like, it, like what the picture had was goldfishies.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be his bowl he can eat goldfishies out of.
He better still have that.
Oh, yeah, he does. It's somewhere packed up, though, because when he moved out.
Oh, you should give it to
Gio. Yeah, I don't know what Gio's going to do with it.
Eat out of it?
Maybe. Or throw it on the ground. I don't know. He does
that,
too.
I mean, that's
fine,
too.
He's a cat. He just throws things on the ground.
He's a cat.
He's like, hey, look, hey, you watching me? Toss him.
It doesn't get better.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Jeez. Anyways, so we hope that we gave you some ideas and some helpful suggestions for the holidays. If you guys think I'd be a douche by getting the ornament to a friend who said no gifts, let me know.
Yeah, and I want to know if you guys have any creative gift ideas.
Ooh, one last one. I remembered my friend does this, and he's more excited than his girlfriend about this every year. They do themes.
Like for their gifts?
Mm-hmm. So like 1 year, I think it's super fun and creative and I'd love to do this. 1 year, okay, we got 5 gifts. Something you could see, something you can feel, something you can taste.
Oh, this is way too much work.
Something you can hear.
This is horrible.
So he got like concert tickets for the hearing one. Like he got like a food type thing or like a restaurant like experience for them. Like that sort of thing.
That is very creative. I'm very impressed with this couple.
Mostly him. He's like, I think I'm more I'm the one that's excited.
But she does it too.
She does it too. I'm sure she's just like, okay.
I'd be like, no.
I think it's fun.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. I just that doesn't seem like it's fun. I feel like to receive.
In theory.
Yeah, it's fun in theory. Me actually doing it sounds
okay.
Not so fun.
If you had to get something for your boyfriend with those 5, what would it be? Your fiance, excuse me.
Fiance. Oh, okay, what? Hear, see?
Something you could hear. Is there any bands or any like comedians that are coming to town he might like?
No. No. He's like you, Vicky. He's like 9 o'clock is late for him.
Fair.
Like I drag him out, right? Here, I guess see or hear could definitely be the Seahawks game.
Oh, perfect.
That could be probably here because they're really loud.
Yes.
See could be, I mean, he could see anything.
Go to the zoo or aquarium. That kind of a thing. You could see where you're seeing stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Or a hike.
What.
Like where you
he
could...
would hate that.
Okay, but
he would hate.
I know he doesn't like to hike. But like that's the idea that where you could see stuff would be a hike. I'm trying to other suggestions where things he likes to see, or go.
He loves disc golf, so we could go see a new disc golf course.
Yes.
Oh, road trip.
Okay, taste.
Oh my gosh, he could taste all a dip.
Oh, Jesus. Are they gonna say like a new beer?
No,
or
I'm
food.
Just wrapping this body and. It'd be
a little awkward on Christmas morning with your family.
Sorry, not sorry. was that taste? Oh, was that feel? Was that both?
Technically, I said taste, but all right, that'd be
fun. Well, he could also feel it.
I was thinking like a soft blanket, something soft, like rub your face in it. I love soft stuff. I'll just rub my face on it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he likes shirts and stuff, so I'll get him a shirt.
Like a nice comfy shirt.
Yeah, or like some new boxers with something I like on them that he doesn't think is ridiculous. I know, no boxers!
Side note, if you guys haven't checked out MeUndies, they have gnome-themed
They're
ones
so
for
cute.
The holiday season.
Yeah. See, that would definitely be more of a gift for me,
yes.
But like, MeUndies are so comfortable, so I'd love seeing him in them, too.
Yeah.
Did I do all the senses?
Smell.
This body.
Oh, Jesus. Shower, Sarah. Jesus. Like,
smell.
I guess, like a cologne or.
Ooh, we both use the same Old Spice Timber deodorant. Oh,
do a deodorant
it's so
pack.
Good. Yeah, or like the body wash.
Uh-huh.
Mmm. I was thinking maybe like bubble bath, but I'm like, I don't think you want to take a bath.
Or candles. That's like for a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get him deodorant.
Yeah, put it in a stocking. It counts.
I did it.
Let's see. Yeah. Taste, smell, feel, hear. Yeah.
Look, see, sight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's all.
Oh!
You did it.
That was kind of fun.
Okay.
Just talking about it.
Yeah.
Now I don't actually want to execute any of these, but except like, for...
Some of them are cheaper than others.
Yeah.
Like you...
Yeah, exactly. My body!
It's that's, free, motherfucker!
Exactly. That's the easiest one. I'm just going to go with that. That could be that could be all of the senses, really.
You get to see me. You get to hear me.
Yeah, you get to hear me. You get to taste me. You get to feel me. And you get to
Taste, touch, sound.
Hear me, see me.
See, touch, taste, sound. Yeah.
What's the other one? Look.
See, taste, smell.
You smell me.
I was like touching all my...
I don't know about that, actually. Just kidding. But I always smell good.
Smell like the Old Spice.
I do. I really do. I smell... We smell like each other.
Sexy.
So sexy.
All right. Well, I hope you guys... I hope we motivated you.
Yeah. We have like a little over a month, y'all.
Yeah. Like so, Thanksgiving is next week. We will no not stress. Be here.
We won't. We'll be busy getting...
Papa Murphy's for you guys, since Joey's not going to pick up the Thanksgiving dinner from PCC.
Yeah, and honestly, we're going a little fancy with the Papa Murphy's. I was like, I'll just get some DiGiorno, okay? Listen, we think we, like, trust ourselves baking Papa Murphy's.
No.
Yeah, a little sketch. I guess you have to bake DiGiorno too, don't you?
Yeah, but still, at least those, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll hopefully be figuring out what we're actually going to eat.
And you guys don't go hungry.
You never know.
Be safe out there for Black Friday.
Yes.
If you're deep frying your turkey, be safe too, because yeah.
No yeah. Way. Support small business on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you guys when we come back.
Woo! Bye.